Well, one of the biggest issues happening here locally, and we talked a lot about it yesterday, and that is the homeless crisis that Kansas City, Missouri in particular happens to be facing right now, especially in the wake of the 90-day hotel stays, which came to an end a couple of weeks, or not even a couple of weeks ago, 5 days ago technically, and cost the city $3 million. Let's welcome on and say good morning to the CEO of the City Union Mission right here in Kansas City, Terry Megley, joins us on KCMO Talk Radio. Terry, good morning. Thanks for being here. Take me through, first off, what your availability is, who you can take, and what that process is like right now at City Union Mission.
Sure, Pete. It's good to be back on your show. It's been an interesting week for us. We have partnered with the Lotus House to go into the hotels and provide assessment and screenings for those that meet the fit qualifications for us or desire to come to CU Mission, the men's shelter and the family center. And that's been a positive experience. We've also been working with council members, reaching out, and they've reached out to us to understand what we do. And Pete, you know, many of your supporters probably noticed that we have a different approach. We have a different paradigm that we operate from than the city does or other types of homelessness. You know, our approach is this linear style that we say, you know what, we want to give you a hand up, and we provide this step process of continuing care for emergency shelters, recovery programs, transitional housing, permanent housing options. And that's our goal. Residential stability is secondary to what we're doing. We provide a safety net, get people off the street, engage in adaptive skills, even be introduced to the Christian lifestyle. And they don't have to become Christians. But the reality is we know that God loves the homeless. We love the homeless. We think they're valuable. And we want to help address those issues that are really at the core of becoming homeless, which we believe is related to drugs and alcohol and even broken relationships.
Yeah, and mental health too. I mean, these things all wrap together: mental health, addiction, broken relationships. The idea that it's simply come down to just putting a roof, regardless of the size, over one's head that solves the problem is just not living in the real world, right?
Well, yes, and that's where the difference between the two paradigms that we offer. We do not choose to manage poverty. And that's really kind of the housing first approach, is just let's get them into housing, and housing stability is their goal. And services are offered but not required. There's no preconditions. But for our paradigm, we believe that we can, and we have a track record of helping people get out of poverty, climb up that economic mobility into emotional and economic stability. So we have a track record, do that for 96 years. Isn't that amazing? And we can't do that with all of our, without the 30,000 donors around the Kansas City area that says, we endorse what CU Mission paradigm is. We endorse that. And so we're providing an alternative. We believe we're a one-size-fit-all, that we'll take anyone the way they are, but they're going to have to agree to, you know, no weapons at the door, no drugs, and have to follow our community rules. And that's one of the deal breakers for those that are tenting and homeless, is that they know that we've got 150 beds at the men's center.
Right now, you got 150
right
open
now,
beds.
Right now. And I've got the staff to manage it and to love on them and give them the care they need and help them with choices. And so we have that. And so we come back and ask the question, you know, why isn't those tenting want to take advantage of that? And I really think it just comes down to several issues. One is, I think with the good intentions of what's been happening with Bartle Hall and with the hotels, we had 156 men come from the Bartle Hall and came into our programs. And when the hotels opened up, those 156 men who were in the process of recovery, working on getting photo IDs and birth certificates and helping them stabilize and giving choices, they left. They short-circuit their recovery process out of homelessness from our programs, and they went into the hotels. And so there's been 90 days of lost recovery. And so some of those have gotten a taste of that entitlement, and going back to a shelter is not enticing to them. They want more. They want housing.
That's amazing.
They're upset, and I understand that.
I mean, it seems like the city, through good intentions, has totally screwed this thing up, based on what I'm hearing.
Well, I think they had good intentions. And I come back and say, it's always a good idea to get people off the street.
Yeah.
But when we provide shelter, or what's our end goal? Is our end goal to help them move out of poverty into economic mobility? Or is our job just to maintain that? And it was a stopgap. And I'm going to give kudos out to the city council women that we've been working with. They've been fantastic. And you know, we're going to continue that dialogue with them. I've actually had a meeting with the homeless union. I met with Gaddafi. We had a great conversation. And we want to talk more. And I'm learning and listening. And we learned from that Bartle Hall experiment down there. We learned. We made some changes, such as putting in personal shower stalls. We've gone to tops and bottom pajamas. We have changed the timeline that people can stay. Instead of them checking out on a daily basis, we say stay for 30 days. Stay, relax, rest, get your nourishment, meet with a case manager. Let's determine what your goals are. So we've made some significant improvements to accommodate the group that's really struggling right now. And so it's been a short-circuited process. Some of them have been in recovery, but then they got enticed to the hotels. And
yeah.
And I'll tell you right now, at the family center, we took 47 individuals. That's, you know, single moms, single families, husbands, and children, 47. And we're maxed. We're maxed there. You know, we're at about 110. We just don't have any more space. In fact, we're considering, and in the beginning phases of, a capital campaign program for the family center that could add up to 400 additional beds.
Wow.
But we're in the initial stages. So we're thinking deeply what we can do. And think about this, Pete, you know, City Union Mission has saved thousands of dollars from the taxpayers here in Kansas City.
I would say, could you argue millions? Could you argue millions? We just blew $3 million on the hotels for 90 days.
I agree. We, you know, we have a budget that's just over $12 million annually. And you know what? It takes a loyal, committed community to do that. But they've made a decision that says, we like what City Mission is doing. Their
yeah.
approach is more effective than just to say we're going to house somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yes, we are saving taxpayer money, but we're also being good stewards of how we can change lives.
And you don't cost the taxpayer a dime, to be clear. Not a dime.
Not a dime. And with our vocational training and our recovery programs most likely cost around $15,000 per person.
Yeah.
And our vocational development programs are close to $12,000.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We're saving the taxpayers this kind of funds after 3 years. So that's what we uniquely do. And we love doing it. We love the homeless. We want to be there to help them. But I'm thinking ahead. I'm thinking 5 to 10 years down the road. What should we uniquely be doing at City Union Mission?
Yeah. Terry Megley's the CEO of City Union Mission. He's on KCMO. So then last thing here, Terry, for right now, this moment in time, the cities, I mean, they're talking about all these different things, pallet homes and different ways that they can spend money. What has that conversation been like between you and city leadership? And, I mean, you run without taxpayer dollars, right? I mean, that's the whole idea. We just
yes.
talked about it. But, I mean, if they're going to spend money on anything, why not spend it with groups like you who have a proven track record of success? Is that at all a possibility in your conversations?
We're very open. In fact, I have a meeting this afternoon with one of the council individuals with the mayor's task force. But I would encourage you to go look at the city's vision for housing.
Mm-hmm.
And they have printed out probably a 50-page report. And they have stated very clearly, our goal is to end homelessness in 6 years. and to create 10,000 new low-income housing units. We've been in business for 96 years because homeless never ends.
No.
And even in 2000, and just in 2000, the National Alliance to End Homelessness said we're going to do it in 10 years. Well, we've seen in California and New York, homelessness has increased.
No.
So this initiative to say we're going to end homelessness, we need some more definitions on what that means.
Yeah, I know. Terry Megley, CEO, City Union Mission. Terry, you're doing great work. Thank you very much for coming on this morning. Really appreciate your time.